Here's what the thing is. You remember Nicodemus? Amen. Religion won't give you the ghost. Amen. It'll give you a bad spirit. Amen. Nicodemus and the Pharisees were just as mean as a junkyard dog. Walking around praying three times a day. Amen. Just as mean as a junkyard dog. Amen. Put Jesus on the cross. Folk that's supposed to be religious. So here Nicodemus come tipping at night. He came in the dark. Nobody knows why. Why we didn't waste no time on it. I believe you ought to spend time on what God told you, not what he didn't tell you. Because if he wanted you to know, he would have told you. You'd be surprised how many books are written. Theologians are talking, drinking coffee, banging their heads at night, trying to figure out why Nicodemus came at night. That ain't the point. I don't care when he came. He came. Thank you. It was night and then noon. That's not the point. Don't waste no more money on trying to. The truth is, he said, Nicodemus said, Jesus, we know. You see, he know they've been talking. You know how folk talk in their circles. We know that thou art a teacher come from God. Now, they can. That's all you need to know. Well, why ain't y'all down here? And all the folk you talking about, where they at? Amen. Amen. They ought to be down here talking too. Amen. He said, we know you're a teacher come from God. No man can do the miracles that thou doest except God be with him. But it's a whole lot of folk. They ain't going to come to Christ not in front of folk. You see, you got to be willing, when you accept Christ, you got to be willing to say, I don't care who's looking. Amen. I don't care if my neighbor know it. Amen. I don't care. You can tell everybody needs to know it. Amen. The whole world ought to know. Amen. About my salvation. Preach, I ain't hiding it. You see, I haven't gotten to the sermon yet. But the truth is that the Holy Ghost is on the inside. And I hope everybody in here got him. Yes, I wonder if we did a roll call. How many folks say, yeah, I got him, yeah, I got him, yeah, I got him. This is non-negotiable. Amen. You have got to have the Holy Ghost. Jesus didn't tell him, except thou be a Baptist, thou shalt not enter the kingdom of God. Except thou be baptized, thou shalt not enter. He said, except a man is born again. John chapter 3, verse 3. He cannot see the kingdom of God. He's not only going to get it, you can't even see it. Amen. You shall not get in the kingdom of God. Now, he says, Nicodemus, you must have this. Amen. Amen. He says that that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. John chapter 3, verse 5. He says, now, that you go, you know what the theologians are going to do now, don't you? They're going to waste some more money. Now, I wonder, what is that? He said, Jesus said, except a man be, Nicodemus said, can a man enter the second time into his mother's womb and be saved? John 3, 4. He said, do that mean I got to go back to mama and go back in my mother's womb? He was way off. And Jesus said, no, except a man be born of the water and the spirit. Now, that the theologian go to writing, what is water? Let's spend about, let's make a whole semester, and you have to pay $1,500 to find out what they talking about that God didn't tell us about. Here we go, finna spend some more money to make folk think they smart when they really stupid. Water, what do you think water is? It can't be no simpler. Jesus was a master teacher. Now we can know that the water, there's the water of the word, and you can do, what are you talking about? Amen. The Holy Word, or whether you're talking about H2O? The truth of the matter is both are included. So you can just save your money. But ain't no word in no woman's womb. I do know that, and I ain't got to go get no seminary class to find that out. He talks about going back into your mother's womb. Let me get on out of here. The truth of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, we must get saved. Amen. We must. It's not about being a Baptist. It's about being born again. Amen. Jesus told him, except a man is born of the water and the Spirit. You were born, you got here. That's physical birth. Now you got to have another birth, spiritual birth. You got to be born twice. You ought to be glad. At least you have two birthdays. And when folk ask you how old you are, tell them your spiritual birthday. You have to be born twice. Every person in our family has to be, each one has to be born twice. Sister Decker, they got to be born twice. Everybody has to be born twice. Are you born twice? If you're born once, you'll die twice. If you're born twice, you only die once. But we won't get into that. The truth is that you must have a spiritual birth. Because when man sinned, man died. And Adam began to produce dead children, dead babies from that point on. When he died, he began to give an offspring of a dead genes. And you got to be regenerated. That means you got to be regened. Your genes messed up. You got to be regenerated. And the thing is when you're born again, that's when you get saved. That's the only time you get saved. You can sit up in church all you want to and look cute and wear your suits and put on a robe. I left mine back there. You butt going to be in hell. You better get it. You better get this right. You may not get one note, but all the sermon I preach this year, you better get this one right. You're going to end up in hell. You can't get out once you get there. Amen. There are no exits. I know a lot of folks change their mind when the fire get hot. You must be born again. Now, the truth is, he said, you got to be born of the water. I got here. I'm born from my mother's womb. Water. I was in a sack of water. And then I'm born again. That happened. I can't go into it. I can't go into it. Don't ask me, because you sure enough won't get out. Amen. It was at St. John, number 2 church. I was way back there. Amen. Right back there by where Sister Alex is. The preacher extended his hand and was like, I don't know how to explain it. It was like, it was personal. I had to go. Church was packed. A little boy about 5 years old, 6 years old, gets up in front of a whole crowd of people and goes to the preacher. Now, I was going to Jesus, but you see, he held out his hand, so I went and got it. I could care less what anybody thought. Let me get back to the sermon. Do you remember when you got born again? You may not know when it happened, but you should know it happened. If I ask you if you're born again, you say, let me think, you ain't born again. You say, well, I've been baptized. I didn't want to ask you. Baptism comes after. The ring, I got married, and then I put the ring on. The ring don't make me married. Baptism don't make me saved. I can take the ring off, and I'm still married. Still can't talk to nobody else. I'm still married. I ain't got no ring on. Still can't do, I still on a vow. Where's the ring? At the house? Don't make no difference where the ring is. Are you married? Yes. Bruce, take your ring off. Amen. Now, Rhonda, is he married? Now, can I can't. Rhonda say, he's definitely married. If you got Stephanie take a ring off of Phil, amen. If Phil took his ring off, would he still be married? Stephanie said, you married. And our women will let us know, yes, you are married. With your or without your ring. You still married. Amen. Ring just there. It's just a symbol. It lets you know. It tells the folk that, you know, not that they're interested, but it lets them know. Amen. Ain't nobody interested in me, but the truth is, this will tell you the story. Well, I didn't see no ring on there. But you're still married. You are saved. Whether you got baptized or not, you must be born again. And that is the fact. You can work in church, serve in church your whole life, sing everywhere, become a preacher or a deacon. You can do it all. But if you ain't got the good ghost, you got to get that good ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit. I haven't gotten to the text, have I? Now, we all know this is about prayer. Talking about, the man went to the man one night and told him that, I know this is a bad time, but I really need some loaves. I don't get, preach the sermon backwards. But he said, now look, the truth of the matter is, folk who don't know the Lord know how to be good. In verse number 11, he said, if somebody asks you for bread, would you give them a stone? If he asks for fish, would you give them a serpent? In verse 12, he said, if you ask him for an egg, would he give you a scorpion? And you got it by asking. Nobody would ask for bread and somebody put a stone in their mouth. Nobody would ask for fish and then they put a snake in their mouth. And in verse 12, nobody would ask for an egg and somebody put a stinging scorpion in their tongue. Nobody. He said, now, if y'all got that much sense. Oh, let me get back to it. If you being evil, you read verse 13. If you being a human, I'm holy, I'm a heavenly father. If you being human got enough sense not to hurt your child, how much more? Can everybody say how much more? Amen. How much more? I'm going to stop. Shall the Holy Spirit, the heavenly father, notice what he says, seemed like it's out of place. All of a sudden he switched on them. Now, if you know how to give good gifts for Christmas, how much more shall your heavenly father, oh, you slipped the Holy Ghost in there. Wow. This is the inspired word of God. He slipped it in. It just seemed like it's out of place. A lot of theologians write all night about that. Well, he ain't talking about, yeah. Well, now, let's see what, let me go check out 9,000 sources and spend $1 million and come back and tell you, I don't know. You know, we just get to digging too deep. Now, I don't think you ought to be shallow-minded. You ought to have some credible sources, but he said, look, how much more shall the Holy, tell your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to anyone that asks? To anyone that asks. I don't know about you, but you ought to ask. I'm here to say you ought to ask. Now, the good thing about him is, I'm going to close, is that he's the good ghost. Now, we know that he was there on the first day of creation, because according to Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, it says that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. The Spirit did. The Holy Spirit, Jesus, and God are all one. I can't say is one. He's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit was right there. He's so powerful till he can take your breath right from your lungs. He's got all power. He can cause death. He can cause destruction. He can cause disease. God went down to Egypt and then he plagued the whole city. But you don't have to be scared of him. Because this is a good ghost. This ain't a ghost you got to be afraid. I mean, somebody with that much power who can kill you right now. He can determine whether you get up in the morning. He can determine whether you make it back next Sunday. got a lot of power. You ever been afraid of folk that got a lot of power? You ought to be if they're not saved. Because humans with a lot of power, amen, you get scared of them. You're kind of like, oh, they got a lot of power. But as powerful as God is, we can relax around him. Because he's a good ghost. This ain't no bad ghost. He got power to cause all of creation to make the world. And it made everything come together. And yet by the same token, you don't have to be afraid of him. Amen. You don't have to be afraid of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Amen. Ask your neighbor, you, amen. If you came with him, do you have the Holy Ghost? Amen. Amen. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Amen. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Because the Holy Ghost is what is he is the controlling. He is the good ghost. This, the Holy Spirit comes and gets, he comes in person and he gets inside of us. Amen. And he becomes our Savior. Amen. The good ghost. Amen. Yes, God is God. Jesus is God. The Holy Ghost is God. And he is good. Amen. Somebody said he was good all time. Amen. Somebody said he was so good. He said he said that he fixed my mind so I can think right. That's how good he is. Amen. Not so I can think wrong. He fixed my heart. Yeah. You see, your heart's got to be fixed. Amen. Amen. So I can love right. Amen. Yeah. He fixed my mouth. Amen. So I can talk right. Yeah. He fixed my feet. How many of y'all know your feet got to be fixed? Somebody said, you know, when I met the Lord, I looked at my hands. Now they didn't make that up. And my hands looked new. I looked at my feet. What has happened to them, Tanya? What done happened where somebody done started looking at themselves and say, he done fixed my mind? Now, if he fixed it, that means it was broke. How many of y'all know there's something wrong with me? Amen. It was early one morning, just about to break a day. I wish I had it with me. When Jesus came and touched me and washed my tears away, I started running. I started shouting. I did not leave no room for doubting. What do I have? Let me read it to you. It was early one morning, just about the break of day, when Jesus came and touched me and washed my tears away. I started running, I started shouting. There's no room for doubting. I've got nothing but the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost. How many of y'all got him? It was early one morning, just about the break of day, when Jesus, he touched me and he washed my tears away. I started running, yes, I started shouting. There's no room for doubting. I've got nothing but the Holy Ghost. Well, the Holy Ghost saved me. Changed me out. The bottom line is this: I've got nothing but the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Yes, I said, yes. Do you have him? The fire. It's something. Somebody says something on the inside. Working on the outside. I don't mind dying if I got the Holy Ghost. Because the grave can't hold me. If I got the Holy Ghost, I'm in good shape. I don't want to be called a Baptist without the Holy Ghost. I don't want to get baptized not without the Holy Ghost. If you don't get nothing else, I mean, if you don't even join church, I don't know if Russell is here and Mark are here, but amen. Are you? Amen. I some folks didn't join. I ain't got a chance to talk to. I was out. If you don't, whether you join church or not, you better get the Holy Ghost. That's what it's gonna take. I kid you not. You better get the Holy Ghost. Father, I pray for everyone right here today. If their heart is right, you will go into their lives. But their hearts have to be right. If their hearts are humble, then you will come in. Your Holy Ghost, the good ghost. We're not worried about these other ghosts. Because this ghost we got makes us do good things. Makes me obey my parents. Love my enemies. Makes me go home at night. It's the good ghost. The good ghost. The good ghost. You can't see him, but you know he's there because you can see. Jesus told Nicodemus, you can't see the wind, but you can see what the wind is doing. You sure can see what the wind doing, can't you? When the wind blows a tree limb, you see that limb move. You can't see the wind. I cannot see the ghost. But I'm like a ghost rider. You are doing it for me. That somebody would say, oh yes, I want that Holy Ghost. I want it. I want it right now. Come on in, Holy Ghost. I'm going to do like that preacher did when I was at that revival. That's why I want to start back to having revivals. I want to extend my hand if there's anybody that wants the ghost, the good ghost, then you can come. And when you get him, you'll know you got him, that's for sure. You'll know he's in there. When somebody asks you, you'll be able to say, yes, I got him. You got to have him. And so it said, I receive it by faith in the name of Jesus. I believe you died and rose. Come on in my heart. Save me. In Jesus' name. I pray. I pray. Amen. And amen again. Thank you, Jesus. Give the Lord a hand of praise.